USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A top science advisor to President Biden has resigned. Dr. Eric Lander tendered his resignation after White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirmed he had been investigated after a complaint that he mistreated staff. Politico reported that the investigation found that Lander had bullied and demeaned his then-general counsel, Rachel Wallace. Lander, who also served as the director of the Office of Science and Technology Policy, is the first cabinet-level member of the Biden administration to resign. The administration was pressed by reporters as to why Lander remained on the job despite a pledge by the president to fire any employee on the spot if they are disrespectful. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow was practically flat, while the Nasdaq was down 82 points and the S&P 500 was off 17. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra-strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
At least one person was killed and another was injured in a shooting at a grocery store in Richland, Washington. Police responded to the Fred Meyer store Monday morning after reports of shots fired. Commander Chris Lee is with the Richland Police Department.
The suspect and the deceased male from inside had some sort of interaction inside the store. We don't know exactly to what extent that was, but they did have a conversation.
Lee says they are looking for a suspect through every lead. The other shooting victim was in critical condition as of Monday afternoon. The Supreme Court put a hold on a lower court ruling that Alabama draw new congressional districts. The three-judge panel on the lower court ruled that the state likely violated the Federal Voting Rights Act by diluting the political power of black voters by not creating a second district in which they made up a majority or came close to it. Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Samuel Alito, part of the High Court's conservative majority, said the lower court's order came too close to the upcoming election cycle. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the inveteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
Between COVID issues and the weather, flight delays and cancellations are getting worse.
The website FlightAware is saying more than 2,600 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been delayed. Just under 900 have been canceled on Wednesday. The airports dealing with the most problems include Seattle, Newark, Los Angeles, and Chicago. This traveler telling Fox News he arrived at the airport early in case he needed to rebook his flight.
We got to the airport early for that reason. In case it does get canceled, hopefully we can catch another flight out from a different airline or whatever.
Airline travelers needing to pack their patients as well.
USA Radio's Tim Berg reporting from Phoenix. Leslie Jones is free to give her commentary about the Olympics on social media. The comedian and actress said on her Twitter account that she might have to give up live tweeting the Beijing Winter Games. A spokesman for NBC said Jones's videos that were blocked was due to a third-party error and not NBC. The network paid nearly $8 billion to broadcast the games through 2032, and they are very stringent. Non-affiliates are not allowed to run highlights until after the network signs off for the night, and that's usually around 2:30 a.m. New York time. There are also limits to the number of minutes that can be shown. The Nasdaq and the S&P 500 were both down on Monday, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average was flat. More news anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.